from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome to the program in the Savior's name. I'm glad that you're tuning in. It's always good to have your company, and it's my prayer that as you listen in again to God's Word, that you will hear His voice to your heart. Don't forget to write to us, drop us a line if you're enjoying the Word that's being preached. If the Lord has spoken to your heart, then why not write and let us know? Perhaps you would like to have some gospel literature. Well, if you write to us, we'll send it to you absolutely free and entirely without obligation. So why not make a point of dropping us a line this week? Our preacher today is the Reverend Ivan Foster, and Mr. Foster is continuing with his series in the Gospel of Mark. Regular listeners will know that he's been on this series now for some considerable time, and I trust as he takes us through chapter by chapter that you're getting a rich blessing as you hear the Lord's Word being faithfully preached.
Hello everyone, welcome to the program. The program where the Bible, the whole Bible, and nothing but the Bible is proclaimed. We're going to be continuing our study in the Gospel of Mark. If you were listening last week, you will remember, of course, that we just had started chapter 8. Will you turn with me now, please, to Mark chapter 8, and reading from the verse 1. In those days, the multitude being very great, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him, and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they will faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? He asked them, How many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and gave thanks, and brake, and gave to the disciples to set before them, and they did set them before the people. And they had a few small fishes, and he blessed and commanded to set them also before them. So they did eat, and were filled, and they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Here's a lovely hymn from Frank Boggs. It's well known. It is no secret what God can do.
can conquer you while God is by your side. Just take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret that what is done for others, he'll do.
Will you turn with me now, please, to that portion we read just a few minutes ago, Mark chapter 8, and the verses 1 through to 9. Last week, when we started our study in this chapter, we noted that despite the difficulties the people faced, multitudes followed the Lord Jesus Christ to hear him. They doubtless would have encountered opposition from the religious leaders, for the Savior was not looked upon with any favor by the religious hierarchy of the day. As well as that, there was the difficulties of the wilderness. They were now 3 days with the Savior and very hungry, but still they followed the Savior. A man who gets a sight of Christ and who has within him a hunger to hear his word is not stopped easily, but he will press on through flood and fire in order to satisfy his soul. 3 things I want to try and press upon you in our study today. First of all, let us notice that meeting the needs of men and women is beyond human resources. I'm just thinking now about the physical needs of men and women. Even that is beyond the capabilities of mankind. What then must we conclude when we begin to consider man's inability to meet the spiritual needs of mankind? In verse 4, the disciples answer the Savior, saying, "From whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness?" It was just beyond their comprehension how anyone could meet the need that now was presented to them. And so it is still. We can't meet the needs of the poverty of the world. We can't meet the needs of the hunger of the world. We can't meet the needs of the sickness that there is in the world. If all of mankind combined hand to hand, they still couldn't meet the needs. And as I said, I'm only speaking of the physical needs. But how much greater are the spiritual needs? Oh, mankind cannot satisfy the needs of mankind. Mankind cannot meet the needs that are everywhere to be seen. It serves but to remind us, men and women, of our utter dependence upon God. It is only from his bountiful hand that our souls will find the grace of salvation. Whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? You will notice that Christ's method used to feed the multitude was to bless the means at man's disposal. Man could only produce 7 loaves and a few small fishes, totally inadequate to meet the need. But when surrendered to Christ, under his blessing, they did meet the multitude's requirements. And that's God's way. He takes what we have, no matter how small what we have may be. It is said of Mary, when she broke the alabaster box and anointed the head of the Lord Jesus, in Mark chapter 14 and the verse 8, she has done what she could. When we do what we can for the cause of Christ, then he will bless it and cause our efforts to succeed. We will enjoy the victory that David did with his little sling, that which Samson enjoyed with the jawbone of an ass. We have but to speak a word for the Lord, and he will be pleased to cause it to bring forth a mighty harvest. Martin Luther, many years ago, wrote down 95 theses on a piece of parchment, 95 objections to the religious activities of his day, and he did what he could. He nailed it up on the notice board in his hometown, and from that, a mighty revival began. Let me just conclude by saying that by the grace and power of Christ, our sparse supply can be made into an abundant supply. They had 7 loaves and a few fishes to start with, but under Christ's blessing, you will notice that when they had eaten and were filled, verse 8, they took up of the broken meat that was left 7 baskets, from 7 loaves to 7 baskets, with a multitude having satisfied its needs in between. God takes the things that are nothing and uses them to confound the things which are. He takes up in his hand that which in itself has no strength nor might, has no abilities or knowledge, and he uses that instrument to accomplish great things. We have a hymn we like to sing, "Called unto holiness, Church of our God, purchase of Jesus, redeemed by his blood, called from the world and its idols to flee, called from the bondage of sin to be free. Called unto holiness, praise his dear name, this blessed secret to faith now made plain. Not our own righteousness, but Christ within, living and reigning and saving from sin. Called unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's returning again. Lift up your heads, for the day draweth near, when in his beauty the King shall appear." Those who surrender to Christ and yield up their heart and life to him, what little resources they have, what little skills they have, what little knowledge they have, what little abilities they have, God will be pleased to use them to accomplish much. Whatever you are today, Christian, wherever you are today, do what you can for Christ and notice what he will do through your efforts. May God bless his word. Tune in next week. The Lord bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53, 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday, at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.